Welcome back to Right Quick,
a bite-sized pop culture conversation with your favorite queer unfriendly black hotties.
We're unfriendly today because all white reality casts, with dating shows specifically, I am Vance Go.
And I'm Nandi K. All white casts. Man, the white supremacy agenda is really back in full effect in 2026.
Right? Right. Like, it feels like, oh, damn, I didn't put traitors on here. But anyway, we're getting it. It feels like that's like the subplot of this shit. No, I mean, yeah. It's always there. But like how they getting rid of all the blacks and browns on traitors. And then, I mean, even Drag Race, like, not
I mean, but that's every season on Traitors.
Right. That's very true. But, you know, no, but like Ru will let a nigga win every other, because the black
Ru
queens are undeniable.
Ru will.
But like, what happened last episode, even though it literally was a black. Wait, okay, disregard. But. But then.
Eyes Love is Blind.
Right. Ooh.
This season of Love is Blind particularly is like extra super white, and right. I'm a big Real Housewives watcher, except for the casts that are fully black. Like, even some of those casts are getting whiter, if that was even possible. Today we're talking about reality TV, y'all.
If you haven't caught it, yes. So one of us is fake and one of us loves reality.
Yeah, I'm real. I love reality TV. I don't pretend that I don't, to seem like, you know, intellectual monocle. And culture to our friends who have PhDs, you know, I like and the academics. I love reality TV. I think it's such an incredible little microcosm of our society to be able to see like human behavior. And I just like really enjoy it, and I enjoy a lot of the people that come out of it, because I like people who are like, who feel really authentic.
Right. So I will say, yeah, I say love hate, because there always feels like a tension inside of me, right? But that's for the ones that like I know I shouldn't be watching, and we'll get to it. But like for the other ones, same, I agree with you, where it's just like, this is people, and it's a time stamp, right? Because like, even like America's Next Top Model, it is very like indicative of the times that we were in and going back to, right? Mm-hmm. Like with all the like fat phobia and like the skinny, like all that shit. Like
skinny, baby.
Right. We're getting to it, right? So like it is important to like uphold those stories, especially when these motherfuckers are liars and they're trying to erase history in live action. It's like, this is how we was acting in 20 whatever, you know.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
But yeah.
Yeah. Well, how did you start out with reality? I feel like our generation, millennials, we've had a lot of our life with reality TV, but what are kind of your earliest memories?
Right. So, I mean, I wrote here that, like, I was here when it started. And I'm joking, because I think, like, Real World came out, like, 91 or something. Cool. 92,
yeah,
I
something
think,
like that.
The first season. So, I was 2 years old. So, like, obviously, I wasn't aware of that. But, like, you know, when it started shifting and it became more competition based and not so much just like a docuseries, we were there, right? So like American Idol, I got AMNT, America's Next Top Model, which, you know, is a big talking point right now. Making the Band, Flavor of
Man.
Love, Gordon Ramsay, in general.
in general, did.
Fear
not his show,
the,
him.
Right, like the whole nigga, white nigga, and then I got The Circle on here. I got Married on First Sight. And I mean, I know I skipped over a couple decades, but what about you?
Yeah, my first reality show ever was definitely The Real World. It was the Hawaii season, which I think is 1994 or 1996.
Damn. Was Ruthie in that?
That's the one.
Yeah, okay.
Did Ruthie make me gay?
Awakening.
Okay, actually, Real World is in 99. So I'm actually, this is my first season that I'm fully conscious enough to actually really understand what's going on. Shout out to that being my first like real memory. So in 99, I'm 10, 11. I turned 11 in 1999. So, yeah, Ruthie, I remember her being drunk as fuck. Yeah,
in the shower. And they put her in the shower.
I was really attracted to Ruthie.
Yeah, hot brown lady.
And she's apparently, I just saw a picture of her. She is Sagittarius. Hot. She's even hotter now. She got an undercut. She got a slick back. She got her side shaved. Ooh. We wouldn't work because she's a Sagittarius, but we could have fun for a while.
Is she a lesbian?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I remember that season. I was 9, so I remember. I just remember the whole shower thing where like they put ass in the shower and like cool off.
Yeah, she was fucked up. Ruthie was fucked up for that whole season. Yeah, that's like my first. The Real World is definitely my first kind of like segue. And then I would say it's like The Real World. And then I would say WWF SmackDown. After that, then American Idol. Because I think that's like actually in order of time. Because American Idol is like, I guess wrestling would be first, technically.
Well, yeah, wrestling. I come from a wrestling family. So wrestling has always been there for just in the background. Like, I wasn't even the biggest fan, but my cousin and my aunt loved it. So wrestling family.
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah. And so I love that. And then American Idol, I got. Then like they like married my two fucking interests of like, I wanted to be a singer when I was like a kid growing up. I was like, I'm gonna be a singer when I grow up. Then they had American Idol, baby, my queen, Kalisha Calandria Clarkson. My queen.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember where I was in that first season because, like, we were staying with my grandma for the summer, me and my sister and my two cousins. Mm. And it came on, and I feel like you could feel it in the room. Like, what is this?
Oh,
and
man, yeah.
At the auditions, and Simon Cowell being evil, and Paula, her name, being drunk, and Randy Jackson. Man,
like, it's a no for me, dog.
Right. It was like, what is this? And I don't feel like it was anything like it before. And so it was just
Not at all.
Like, I remember it.
Yeah, I definitely feel like it really started shifting like what reality TV could be. Like, that's when we started really seeing the rise of like competition reality. Right,
and personalities and
because you have like the challenge on here. Like, that was one of my first competition reality shows. Like, Real World Rules the Challenge. Fear Factor was another one.
Fear Factor, yes.
And then, should we talk about Legends of the Hidden Temple and like Global Guts? I mean, my God. Legends of the Hidden Temple. OG.
That's pre everything we just said. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Those were also, early in the game.
Then Double Dare has to be on there. It was like Double Dare. I think it was Double Dare.
Double Dare. Oh, my God. Yeah, but I wonder if, like, Double Dare would count more as, like, a game show. I wonder, like, what is the difference between, like, a game show and, like, a reality competition show?
I think it's the focus on the personalities and, like, because, like, in American Idol, like, aside from the contestants, the judges are a big part of
why
we watch it. And then, like, that becomes a thing.
Yeah, and I guess that's the thing that, like, Global Guts and, like, Double Dare, the Hidden Temple doesn't have,
like, they have more of a Pat Sajak, right, where, like, he ain't gonna say nothing crazy. He's a straight man.
Right.
Like, Simon Cowell is not a straight man. Like, he's gonna be cussing you out and calling you anything but, you know, Jesus.
Calling you a cunt. Calling you a cow.
Right. And Paula gonna be off that perk.
That's Paula Abdul. do you really like love about reality? Like, what do you think like keeps you coming back to reality? Especially because you said you have a love-hate relationship with it. Like, what keeps you there though?
I think is what we talked about. Like, just like, I'm interested in people. I'm also interested in stories, and I think reality marries those two interests. Also, I have here reality editing. You and I talk about that a lot. We're like,
we love it.
I love reality. I love American reality TV editing. I think like it is like, it's the best. Like when it's from home, on days that I'm working from home, like I could just put on like Survivor and don't know what's going on, but like the music is telling you what you need
sure,
to be
how you should feel, like, yeah.
Or my favorite thing about reality editing is when like a girl is just like, this week is my week. And then that bitch goes home, like the story.
Does she know that's what's about to happen?
Or she fucking eats and gets first or whatever, right? But like, but the fact that we don't know, we know it's going to be one or the other, but like, we don't know. Like, that is what's so riveting about it.
Yeah, shady shots. Yeah. That's my favorite reality TV edit. Like when they cut to a bitch feet, cut right. to a bitch shoes, cut to a bitch toes, cut to something very shady, a shady detailed shot,
right.
a bitch's wig that like right. has nothing to do with what's going on. Right. Nothing has to do with this. They said, whoop! It's a second. It's gone. I'm like, did you see that?
Right. Or like if you say something and then they cut to you saying the opposite thing.
That's my favorite also.
Tyra Banks being like, I don't have nothing to do with production. And then next shot, executive
I became a master editor.
Right. Like that's so funny. It's so good. It's storytelling. It is like, it's tongue in cheek. It's kind of campy. Like, yeah. So those are all things I like about reality TV.
Yeah, I really, yeah, the editing is so good. And like you said, the music. I also really like the personalities. I see that you have my queen on here, Tiffany New York Pollard, who walked so all these bitches could run. Right. Literally, she's the fucking blueprint of Black women on reality TV. We stand. I love her. I love Jocelyn Hernandez. I love Cardi B. No, I love Jocelyn Hernandez. I love Hernandez. I love NeNe Leakes. Love all these women who like are new versions of New York Tiffany New York Pollard, because Jocelyn is just another version of New York.
Yeah. A thing that we're, I mean, I know we're talking about like Black, like we're, I mean, it's us. We talk about Black people, but what I love about like reality is it's like, even that, right? Like it's documenting all these different types of Black people, like how dynamic we are, how we change the game always. Right. Cause like, it reminds me of Black Twitter. Obviously it's free Black Twitter, but like you, like New York is a normal person for the most part. I mean, she not, but you know what I mean? Like, they found her somewhere. She applied for that dumb show. And then now we still talking about her because, like, undeniable, the personality. And it's just the personality. Like,
yeah. Yeah. And like, obviously, she's a professional now. And, like, she's really, like, honed that New York personality that we love her for, like, on House of Villains. Like, New York is still out here. Like, she is the queen. She's still out here. People are, like, people talk about how professional she is to work with. Like, Candy Muse talked about working with her on House of Villains. It was like, she's so professional. She's that bitch. She just, when she's not working, she wants her blunt. She wants people to leave her alone. That's it. I said, I love my queen. Who do you like? Do you have some favorite stars?
I literally only had New York on here because I was trying to think, like, so I don't watch Housewives, so that's like a blind spot for me. When we talk about my shows, like Love is Blind, and like I'm stuck in a what's the other one? Married at First Sight.
Yep.
Hands
I'm glad
down,
we're talking
toxic.
About this. This is an intervention.
Hands down, my most toxic. No, I mean, I'll take
definitely. It. Yeah, there's no one to like on those shows. They're, yeah.
No, like, I mean, the judges, but I don't like them enough to be talk about.
No,
it, right?
They so, suck.
Like,
they keep setting these people up with bad people.
Black people, they keep bringing a Black woman on there to be tormented. And I watch every, well, I'm actually out of it right now, but like, what, definitely my worst toxic, most toxic relationship. I'm trying to think. I mean, Gordon
you are
Ramsay,
delivered.
For now, we watch, House, the Bad Boys.
Oh, on Zeus. Oh my God. I'm so glad we're bringing up Zeus. I meant to write it down so I couldn't forget. Talking about the worst of the worst. Now, I gotta say, that was when I had to really sit with myself. I had to look in a mirror. I had to get a mirror. I had to say, Nandi, is this who you are?
It's not.
Is this who
Nandi.
You're gonna be?
Nandi,
and I decided,
not.
No, it's I'm not that person. Be. And I can be better. And I got rid of Zeus. I don't watch any of that trash. I think it was after the Bobby Light show. I was like,
Listen, again, I didn't mention it. Another thing I like about reality is talking about it with my friends, right? Like, I avoid, but that's why I avoid these shows, because I know once I get in there and I understand the story, bitch, I'm in there, you know? So, Black Ink Crew 90, I had COVID. I was stuck in the house. All I had was a TV and an internet connection. I watched the whole thing.
Wow.
And I'm less for it.
I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, I have watched all of Black Ink, but I watch stuff like that. I don't watch Black Ink anymore. I watched Black Ink when I lived in New York, though, because it was I lived there, and it was very close to me. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, but that wasn't one of my favorites at all. I was like, this is not their best work.
I was just down the hole.
Yeah, that wasn't their best work.
Okay, so I just want to hit you with like just the highlights from your whole career. I know we talked about it, but I kind of want to hear why, right? So like,
okay.
For example, Making the Band season 2 with Diddy. I know we're not supposed to fuck with Diddy. We didn't know.
We don't.
Well, we should have.
We don't fuck with him.
Fuck that nigga. But Making the Band season 2 with D-A-B-A-N-D, the band.
D-A-B-A-N-D. Dylan.
That like co-ed group with the stud lady and the light skinned lady
that sings.
That was Sarah Stokes, niggerish and good. That
it was great. Baz and Ness and Fred got in a fight.
Yep, them niggas were throwing them.
Dylan went and did fucking gigs by himself and got kicked out the band.
Trash. The Cheesecake Truly, Fiasco.
Them walking.
Evil. We should have knew. The signs.
Yeah, we definitely should have knew by that. I should've also knew. Watched. My personal favorite Making the Band is actually the Day 26 one, which is like season
group, right?
Is 4 with the boy group.
Yeah.
Because now, do I feel like that's Diddy's most diabolical season? Like when I see clips of it back, he says some real weird, questionable shit. Like,
and which one? The D-A-B-A-N-D?
There's one where like they're singing like one of the songs or whatever, and then he was like, after they finished singing, because you know they used to sing hard as fuck, singing so hard. After they finished, Diddy was like, "That's good, but you know you gotta get naked on them, nigga." What?
Should've knew. The sign's been there.
Nigga, right there. What?
It was right there.
He did them very dirty, and we did get to watch that on TV. We got to watch him be like, they don't have no money on TV. And I was like, this is not making sense to me. But that's my favorite Making the Band season.
You got any others? Because you said Housewives.
I'm a huge Housewives fan. I've watched almost every Housewives franchise now. Obviously, now more... I only watch the black ones.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm like, my favorite seasons of Real Housewives of Atlanta are any of the seasons with NeNe motherfucking Leakes. NeNe Leakes is a national treasure.
Yes.
She's a Sagittarius. Sagittarius, a toxic narcissist Sagittarius. A Sagittarian terrorist, if you will. The likes of which includes Tyra Banks, Britney Spears, and Nicki Minaj. She is deeply flawed and problematic, such as myself. And I need that kind of reputation, that kind of representation, not reputation. Don't think that I'm like NeNe Leakes. I'm not. But the kind of Sagittarius representation that she provides, love that. I already said Jocelyn Hernandez.
Yeah.
From the Love and Hip Hop fame, as well as I also don't fuck with Cardi B no more because she's been being fat phobic. But I used to love Cardi because I've started watching her on Love and Hip Hop and she was like clearly a fucking star even then. Yeah.
RuPaul's Drag Race, I will say I'm a contemporary fan. I caught on like season 12 or something. But
oh, But you watched all the seasons.
Yeah, I went back. I went back. Oh, okay. So I got in late, but I went back. I'm now caught up. I think we've talked about it. I just like that show because I think it centers Joy. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of the people would not have the platform to be, you know, as visible. Mm-hmm. I think also stories helps people relate to other people. So like just seeing people outside your experience is helpful for people that may not know or whatever. Right. Not that they're watching, but for the couple that do, it's good. Right. So tracking Rue is evil. But, sure. You know, I think the show is a bigger force of good than not. So I'm like, yeah, sure. We'll keep it.
Yeah. I'm also going to give another nod to American Idol. I said American Idol was like the first reality TV show where I was like, oh, maybe I can do this. And we started talking about it earlier, but we wanted to save it for this episode. But I auditioned for American Idol.
What's
when I was a freshman in college? It was either, I think it was after my freshman year. So this is like 2007, 2008. I think it was 2007. So I might not have even been in college yet. It was like the summer between college and high school. I was college.
Season six, maybe.
Girl, seven. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, what happened?
2007. So I went, I stood in line. We got there at 4 o'clock in the morning. We stood in line until noon. And then I went inside. And so like the whole thing is like you sing for a bunch of like producers first. And then like by the time we see like Simon, Randy, and like Paul, that's like round five. They have like that's like round five. So I sang for the producers twice, and then they said, go home. And I was like, thank God, because I'm hungry as fuck, and I'm ready to go. This also happened when me and this same friend, we went to America's Next Top Model auditions, and we stood in line for like 2 hours, and we were like, bitch, it's hot. Do you want to go get something to eat? And we went
y'all
to
left?
Get something to eat, and we left.
It's for the best, to be honest, because they was throwing sandals at people and shit over there.
We left to go eat. Like, clearly, we weren't cut out for that show. Right, we were like, bitch, we're hungry. Let's go. Like,
you ain't going to starve. Anyway,
No.
America's Next Model. Dang, I got more honorable mentions.
Okay, what's your honorable mentions?
Cooking shows. My favorite genre is cooking competitions. So I will say The Great Soul Food Cook-Off. Did you watch that?
Yes, of course.
Bitch, I cried on an episode about the elders when they brought in the grandmas to cook with the chefs. And the grandmas
were giving them
feedback. That was so beautiful. Considering there's like a million reality shows about food and there's only one soul food one that's dedicated, it's so ghetto, but whatever. And then the barbecue show on Netflix is also
I love
that show. That Thyron man, he tasted something. He was like, that needs some, what did he say? That needs some milk powder. And it's like, nigga, how do you know that? And then the man put it and he won.
Screaming.
So how do you know that?
He knows. Yeah, I think right now my currents are like, I love a straight train wreck. So Love is Blind is my one that I can't look away from. Yeah, I call it lesbian dating for straights. Because they like propaganda. Do the like dating in 10 days and then get engaged. And that's just a very lesbian concept to me.
Right.
And also the people are all so awful. They're all so desperate. Right. Even the ones that seem cool. You're not cool. You said you would rather... You would be willing to marry a stranger who you've never seen before. You're not cool. There's something wrong with you. There is something deeply wrong with you. And I also think Love is Blind is a representation of like the worst parts about our culture, which is like really important to keep your eye on. I have to see what straight people are doing because I can't be letting y'all run fucking unsupervised.
I can't watch these types of shows without thinking they're critiques. I'm like, this is a critique of the thing, right? Like,
it's not,
it feels like it. Cause like, what? John. Like even them hitting the milestones in quick succession. I'm like, this feels like a critique of like how all this shit is planned out and like how it kind of don't work if it's not natural almost.
Mind you, married at first sight, you get married immediately.
Crazy. And then they be talking about consummating the marriage like they ain't Gilead and shit. I'm like, yeah, this is like,
that we just met yesterday. I'm not gonna fuck you.
Announce it to the group that we consummated a marriage with that language is so dystopian to me, but I think that's why I watch it, because I'm like, this feel like Handmaiden, not Handmaiden Tale, but you know what I'm saying. It just feel like some dystopian shit. It's creepy. I can't look away. I have looked
away. Indeed. Well, I think we did it.
Yeah. Obviously, we could go on forever about reality.
Yeah, we could. I had thought about something. It was about another, like, oh, you know what I was thinking about? Couple to Thruple. Did you watch that?
No.
It was also awful. It's on Peacock, so you can watch it. But it's like couples who were like interested in like opening up their relationship and finding a third. Mind you, they've never even dated like non-monogamously separately before, which I think is like the best part about the show. It's a trap made to fail. And
yeah,
interesting. Like, get a thruple, like, how y'all even gonna decide on a single person to like, it's not gonna work. That doesn't even work in an outside world. Like,
have you seen Family or Fiance?
I've seen clips of it because someone I know was on there, but I didn't watch the episode.
Tell me their name. That's the most ghetto shit I've ever seen. Like, when I watch it, I have to be like, peel myself away. It'd be like, you cannot do this. This is beneath you. But tell me the name.
I will another time.
Yeah, because the whole thing is on HBO. So I'm like, I will be watching that.
Oh, yeah. I should find the episode because she had to do a whole disclaimer. Like, oh, we did this way back. Da, 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 da. It's like, yeah, you got to do a disclaimer because we all thought y'all was happy.
I'll watch it tonight.
Well, with that, today's episode is sponsored by the Gay Agenda. We are here. Denounce your gender now.
A big thanks to our producer and audio Adonis, Aaron Rand Freeman. I've been Vance Go. You can find me on Instagram and our threads at Sir Lancelot.
And I'm Nandi K. You can find me on Instagram, Threads, and Blue Sky at Nandi K A Y Y Y. See y'all.
See y'all.
Right Quick is a podcast for The Agenda Productions, created by Nandi K and co-hosted by Vance Go. Aaron Rand Freeman is our mouthy producer. Theme music by Luke Santi. Art by Sonia Honeycutt. If you like what you heard, subscribe, rate, review, and follow us on Patreon at The Agenda Productions.